Me? I'm Divine Order. Me? I'm Divine Order. Can you think of yourself as being Divine Order? Can you think of yourself as being Divine Order at all times? Can you think that the only way for you to live, the only way for you to be anything, is to be Divine Order, and to be Divine Order now, wonderfully, totally, perfectly, fantastically now? To be Divine Order? Yes, that's what you can be, and that's what you are. And that's all that you know. That's all that you know how to do, is to be Divine Order. For there is no other order. Now, do I look at the sky today and say, it is Divine Order, and I see all the clouds up there, and I see little bits of rain up there, but basically, it's all Divine Order. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's fantastic, it's glorious. That's the way the world is. That's the way everything is. Do I look at my body and I say, you are Divine Order. Every organ, action, function of your body, my body is Divine Order right now. It's wonderful, it's fantastic, it's glorious. And when I look at my body and I say that, what do I mean? I mean that there's nothing else but Divine Order in my being, in my body, in my life, in my affairs. That's all that life is, Divine Order. So when I say that my body is Divine Order, when I say my life is Divine Order, when I say I am Divine Order, what comes from that? What happens? Then I am putting a cause in motion that is bringing about the wonderful facility of my body. I'm bringing about an order, Divine Order, of what is the perfect facility of my world, of everything that goes on in my world. Of all the people in my world. Yes, all the people in my world. So fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful, beyond any imagination. That's my world. Yes. I love my world. I love my world because my world is filled with peace and beauty and goodness. Because my world is filled with love and joy and harmony. Because my world is filled with everything that I really care about. Everything that I really am. Now, that's all that matters to me. It only matters to me that my world is fantastic, that my world is glorious, that my world is wonderful, that my world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Really. Me? I live in my divine world. I am divine. I am divine order now. I am divine order now. And there is no other order in my universe. Except Divine Order. Because Divine Order is who I am. Divine Order is what I am. Divine Order is how I think, how I act, how I feel. Divine Order is all that makes any difference in my world. Divine Order is the only thing that I know anything about. When I look at a baby, a man, a woman, do I say they are a baby, a man, or a woman? Or do I say they are a person? And is that person in divine order? Is that person ideal? Is that person fulfilled in every way? Is that person the person that makes the world a better and more wonderful place? Yes, it is. I look at everyone and I say, you're divine order. You are a person who is in divine order. And do I look at myself? Do I say, I am a person who is in divine order? If I look at myself and say, I am a person who is in divine order, what I'm doing is calling forth the eternal goodness that I am, the eternal peace that I am, the eternal oneness that I am, never changing. And I think, but I do change. I put on more weight, or I take off weight. I have muscles, or I have relaxed conditions. Oh, I do change. No, I don't. Those are just outward illusions. They are constantly in flux. That's an outward shape. That's an outward wisdom. But what is my reality? What is my divine order? What is it that I am forever and ever? What is it that I am today, tomorrow, and forevermore? I am the ideal person. I am the ideal person. I am the ideal person at 5 years older, 10 years older, or 50 years older, or 100 years old. I'm the divine person at all times. And I live in my divine body at all times. I only know my divine reality. I only know who and what I am. That's what I call forth in my existence. That's what I call forth in my life. Now, no matter what I see outside, if I see the changing sky, the ideal sky is always there. If I see the changing sun moving across the heavens, the ideal sun is always there. The sun is never too hot, is never too cold. It's always just perfect. My body is never too fat, never too thin. It's always perfect. I live in my ideal self at all times, and as I live in my ideal self at all times, I am happy with it, and I'm joyous with it, and I feel fantastic in it, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters to me or to anything in my world, only that ideal perfection that I am, that ideal person that I am. Me, I am divine order, yes. Me, I'm divine order. Yes, me, I'm divine order. You, you're divine order. All is in divine order. I look at my son and I see him fantastic in everything he does. I see him glorious. I see him living in his ideal body, in his perfect body, in his wonderful form. I see him accomplishing all the things his mind thinks about, each moment different, each moment more wonderful. He's building electric airplanes. He's building electric cars. He's building all of the things that make him happy. And he's been doing this for years and just having a great time doing it because it makes him happy. He is being the ideal. He's not being the limited self, which is just gasoline in a car or just gasoline in an airplane or a gasoline engine. But he is thinking of a motor that works on the energy of the universe that's always available, that's always there. It's never running out. He is designing his planes, his ultralight planes, to be the most perfect that the world has ever seen. And the FAA, the Federal Aviation people who come out to inspect his planes and inspect his shop and so forth, they say that his planes are the most beautifully designed planes, the most perfectly designed planes, and they want to buy them for their own personal use. Now, why would anyone want to do that? From my son, my ordinary, wonderful son. Well, he's far from ordinary, but he's not far from wonderful. He lives every moment of his life in his ideal spirit, mind, and body, all the time, living that perfection, living that joy, living that wonder, living that magic that he is. And you and I, we do the same thing. We do the same thing every time we say, yes, I have a dream. Mark has a dream of his perfect plane. You have a dream of your perfect body. You have a dream of your perfect house, of your perfect life, of your perfect family, of your perfect world. I have a dream, and my dream is fulfilled now. I live in my ideal body. I live in my perfect world. I live in my perfect body. I live in all that is ideal, wonderful, fantastic, and glorious right now. And I call it forth by my word, just as Mark calls forth his ideal airplanes, just like he calls them forth from his mind. Dreamed of before, surely, and they'll be dreamed of again and again. But his particular way of doing it is very special, very wonderful, very magical. And you and I can do that same thing. And we do that same thing. And we call forth in our world all of the genius and all the magic and all the wonder and all the idealism that we are. And it's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's glorious. But that's who we are. That's all that we are. That's our peace. That's